You're in Open Air with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. I'll be your host while Jim is away in Covington, Ohio, performing at the Rogers Rowdy Gathering, where drummers will gather at the defunct Rogers Drum Factory to attempt to break the record for the world's largest performance of Wipeout. In 2008 heard the passing of the two foremost rhythm gods in rock and rhythm history, Bo Diddley, and the other Little Richard said was probably the greatest session drummer of all time. He was the first studio drummer inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame and a master of the backbeat. He had an H-bomb for a right foot and an uncanny command of time. Legendary recording engineer Cosimo Matassa said, "We were doing a session once and the thing was just a few seconds too long. A producer says, 'Can we do it a little shorter?' The drummer figuratively wound a clock key on his foot and said, 'How much shorter you want it?' The producer said, 3 seconds. Let me tell you, 3 seconds he took off. This was a phenomenal percussionist. I mean, this guy was great." On the Rock and Rhythm Review, let's honor the great Earl Palmer. A sonic staple of the Rock and Rhythm Review, Earl's prolific drumming made it difficult to find songs that I had not featured on past shows, yet paradoxically made it easy to find songs that I could feature for this memoriam. Don't expect to hear Earl's virtuosity in the form of solos. He was a session drummer. Earl was paid to make hits for other artists, a stunning diversity of artists. But many feel it was Earl's drumming that made them hits. Earl Palmer began professionally in New Orleans with Dave Bartholomew's band in 1947. By 1949, David discovered the pianist Fats Domino and cut with Earl his epochal R&B hit, The Fat Man,
which borrowed its melody from an obscure 1940 Champion Jack Dupree tune titled Junker Blues. The Junker melody was later recycled in 1953 for Tipitina by Professor Longhair and in 1952 for Lloyd Price's Lottie Miss Claudie, for which Earl drummed both. By 1955, Earl played on classics like I Hear You Knockin' and Fats' epochal rock and roll hit, Ain't It a Shame, but Earl had limited work in NOLA and found little satisfaction in his playing. That would change, as Earl recalled. The first time I felt like a page was being turned was Little Richard. I hadn't heard anything like this before. I'll tell you, the only reason I started playing what they come to call a rock and roll beat came from trying to match Richard's right hand. 1955's Tutti Frutti.
Wah bam bloom bam 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 tutti frutti. Oh hoo. She rock to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. 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 A wop bop loom bop lump bump bum. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. 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 Wop, wop, loom, wop. What you do to me, to the booty?
Although Fats Domino would end the 50s as the decade's biggest selling artist, his introverted and insecure personality held little respect from Earl. He recalled, Dave Bartholomew ran the show, told Fats what to do, how to do it, everything. Well, how did Earl feel about Fats as a pianist? Too simple for me. These feelings aside, Earl quipped, disliking the music was not a problem of mine. I tried to play it, all of it, like it was my favorite. So what was Earl's favorite from his New Orleans tenure? 1957's I'm Walkin'.
I'm walking, here's the thing and I'm talking. By you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be. I'm waiting for your company. I'm hoping that you come back to me. What you gonna do when the well run dry? You gonna run away and hide? I'm gonna run right by your side. For you, pretty baby, I'll even die. I'm walking. Yes, indeed, I'm talking. But you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me.
By 1957, Earl's reputation had exploded, and he moved to L.A. for further session work in a position with Aladdin Records. Although Earl had played on numerous sessions for Aladdin and NOLA, this was a job producing. And why not produce a single with you as the artist? For that, Earl covered an obscure tune by Johnny Hartsman and the Gaylarks. He dubbed his band Earl Palmer's Party Rockers, with the Jayhawks of Stranded in the Jungle fame, providing background reveille. Johnny's House Party, Part 1. Versatility was his genius. With musical genius comes the humility to stay in the background if a song calls for it. As much as his drumming was thunderous, it could also be delicate and subtle. Proof can be heard in Sam Cooke's You Send Me from 1957. Said Earl of Cooke, Sam was nice to hang with, a very classy type of dude.
Darling, you send me. Honest you do, oh, you thrill me. I know you thrill me. Darling, you thrill me. Honest you do. At first I thought it was infatuation, but it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa.
I know.
polish you do. At first I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. I know, I know, I know.
Just as Little Richard fled rock and roll for the pulpit in late 1957, his heir apparent had just signed with Specialty Records. Larry Williams had a string of late 50s hits, most of which were similar to Richard's, but distinctive enough to allow Larry's work to stand on its own. No bigger a fan emerged in the 60s than John Lennon, with three Williams covers he recorded with the Beatles. Let's spin Earl's best moment with Larry, Boney Maroney.
Macaroni. Ought to see her rock and roll with her blue jeans on. She's not very bad, just skin and bone. But I love her, but she loves me. Oh, how happy now we can be, making love underneath the apple tree. Well, I told her mama and her papa too.
Bobby Day was arguably the most omnipresent vocalist in L.A. He's best known for Rockin' Robin, but he did record the original Little Bitty Pretty One, whose cover was a hit for Thurston Harris, in part due to Earl's arrangement and drums. Prior to Rockin' Robin, Day's group, The Hollywood Flames, had a top 40 hit with Buzz Buzz Buzz, which Earl also lent his drums. By 1958, Earl was everywhere.
Singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet.
Rockin' Robin. Oh, Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise or loud, the big black crow, flap of their wings, sing and go, bird, go. Rockin' Robin. Rockin' Robin. Oh, Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. And this was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin. Rockin' Robin. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Will the pretty little raven at the birdman's stand taught him how to do the bop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street talk to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin. Tweet, tweet. Rock, rock, rockin' Robin. Oh, Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Earl said, I think I played on everything Ritchie Valens did, which wasn't but six or eight songs. And indeed, he did play on all of Valens' hits, and Earl's memoirs indicate that he liked the teenage Valens and noted he was such a withdrawn, quiet kid. But as Earl indicates, Valens wasn't around very long, and it's hard to imagine the loss of the 17-year-old's potential when you hear 1958's Come On, Let's Go. Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Hal Blaine. If you know Qwerty, send your email to wmat@mail.com. If you want to know more about Earl Palmer, read his biography, Backbeat, by Tony Sherman. With the loss of Earl Palmer, it seems the world has skipped a beat. A man who lent his drums to nearly every musical touchstone since 1950. Movies, TV, Sinatra, more rock and roll, and cartoons. Cartoons? Said Earl, cartoon music, the hardest music I ever had to play. Let's head back to the 50s and to an artist Earl noted, when I say he was impressive, what I mean is most of these kids were real rank beginners, but this boy wasn't. Here's Eddie Cochran and Earl Palmer's 1959 jackhammer rocker, Something Else.
Oh, look at there. Here she comes. Looking man, she's something else. Hey, look at there, across the street. There's a car made just for me. To own that car would be a luxury, but right now I can't afford the gas. A brand new convertible is out of my class, but that can't stop me from a thinking to myself. That car's fine looking man, it's something else. Hey, look at here. Just wait and see. Work hard and save my dough. I'll buy that car that I've been wanting so. Get me that girl and we'll go riding around. You'll look real sharp with a white top down. I'll keep right on a dreaming and a thinking to myself. When it all comes true, man, wow, that's something else. Look at here. What's all this?
Never thought I'd do this before, but here I am a knocking on a door. My car's out front and it's all mine. Just a 41 Ford, not a 59. I got that girl and I'm a thinking to myself.
She's sure fine looking, man. Wow, she's something else.